This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
The government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American I'm talking about? Yes, you are. So welcome to the show. That's because you're listening to the show right now. That's why you're an exceptional American. That's true. That's absolutely true. There's rumor control here. That is true. It is not a falsehood. It is not a falsehood that you are an exceptional American. So welcome aboard. A lot of things happening. We're kind of sort of waiting to see. Maybe this hour might happen. We're live, of course, on Red State Talk Radio, national audience. We really appreciate your listenership. I was going to say your viewership. We are working diligently to get the studio in shape, if you will. Studio 21 for video. And we'll be doing all the live stuff all the way around here on Agenda 21 Radio. So we'll be back live again. You know, it's kind of interesting. Before my little bout with stage 4 cancer, we were broadcasting all the time. And, of course, since then, things have changed. I look more svelte than ever before, which is a good thing. You know, when you have the type of cancer that I have, you lose weight. That was a godsend, actually. And I thank everybody from the bottom of my heart and from my family, everybody who prayed for me. Prayer absolutely works. It does. And prayed for me and saved my life. I have to say that. You have these challenges in life and you have to keep a positive attitude. And prayer and my friends and everybody around the world helped me, and I really do appreciate that. It's sort of the Christmas giving back thank you thing, and I really sincerely mean that. It was really, and still is, a struggle, but with a lot of good doctoring, a lot of good prayer, a lot of faith, things can heal. I'm very fortunate. I get it. Sitting in the chemo chairs and watching my fellow chemotherapy people, and I know a lot of people, a lot of controversy. Why did you choose that? Why didn't you do that? Well, at the time it was a very acute thing that had to be taken out of my body, and it was. And I've been very, very fortunate to recover successfully to this point. But recovery is a constant thing that's going on, and it certainly has changed my life around to the good, I think. And I will exercise whatever freedom I have, all the freedoms I have guaranteed to me, God-given, to bring you the best show that we can bring you. So that's why, with this whole studio change, there's going to be some things happening. We will be doing some recorded programs, of course, during the next several days. Actually, as we run up to the end of the week here in the next week, because we take it off and we redo things. So it's a big changeover, a lot of things happening. Plus, we also have a lot of work going on with the NewCaliforniaState.com. That's the website, New California State issue. And we're going to be talking more about that. Lots of things. And then we're also doing the Liberty. We got a jam-packed situation going on. Liberty Tour, New California, all that stuff. And, of course, AENN, we're breaking out some other programming and so on. Now, Red State Talk Radio, give you a little bit of a clue about what's going on. We're adding more shows. A lot of great things are happening. Scott and Leonora are going crazy, which is good. It's going to get crazier for them, but it's all going to be good for you, the listening audience. So Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio all around the world. A great story. I've been with Red State 6-7 years. it might be 7 years. I mean, it might be, well, going on 8 years. I think it is. I think it's been that long. So it's been quite the experience to watch this whole format grow. Because people just took a chance. We were out searching for terrestrial stations to be on, which was quite difficult, or getting yourself syndicated. By the way, I had two offers to be syndicated for this radio show by some big boys, and they wanted me to drop the tagline, "Stopping Totalitarianism, One Exceptional Person at a Time." And I said, I'm not going to do that. We have to describe what we are trying to do, because it is, after all, about Agenda 21 and stopping Agenda 21 and the 2030 agenda. Stopping those two things. Get it? Anyway, so we have a lot of work to do. We know that, and we're going to get to a big year coming up. The economy is going to be humming. Tax information will be coming out, we hope, this hour, so we can get that to you so that you can kind of plan what's going to be happening. The excitement is growing on Capitol Hill that maybe they're doing something right for a change. That's the only thing that I can think of. Something for a change they are doing right in Washington. God forbid I should say those words, right? Should I say that? I'm probably. Why not? Just say it, get it over with about what is going on there. So anyway, we got, I don't know if they got something going on here at Fox News. No, they don't. They try to have something going on, but they won't let you go get it, that sort of thing. So, anyway, a lot of things happening for us here at Agenda 21 Radio, and a lot of things happening in your world. So we're going to get to some of that. Like right now, we were talking a little while ago about what in the world was going on with the train wreck, communism. All we want is communism for Christmas. This is what somebody from BuzzFeed tweeted. Now, BuzzFeed is just if you're wondering about who they are, they're a left-wing wacko group. Big-time Hillary supporters and all that good stuff. So, anyway, some other things that are happening, though. A federal judge must allow pregnant illegal teens to obtain abortions. Okay, so another judge steps into the fray. Federal judge rules Trump must allow pregnant teens to obtain abortions. This is a federal judge ruled Monday that Trump administration must allow two pregnant illegal immigrant teens to have abortions. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan of Washington, D.C., an Obama appointee, issued a temporary restraining order that was, as reported by the Washington Times, would allow the teens' constitutional right to decide whether to carry their pregnancies to term, including their right to change their minds regarding the same. The teens, both 17, referred to as Jane Roe and Jane Poe, for the purposes of the court proceedings, are being held in a detention shelter. They were apprehended as they attempted to sneak across the border and are considered unaccompanied alien children until they obtain sponsors in the country. I wonder who would sponsor them. I wonder who would... See, this is part... Talk about chain migration. This is migration by rope. It's migration by conveyor belt. I want to get into that because it gets into the foster childing and all that good stuff, right? Sponsored in this country. As the New York Times reports, Jane Roe is so far advanced in her pregnancy that her abortion will require surgical removal of her unborn child from her womb. Jane Poe, says the report, is in the latter part of her second trimester. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion monster provider, celebrated Chutkin's decision. From Planned Parenthood, said judge ruled the government is trying to unilaterally veto the reproductive choices of unaccompanied minors, and they celebrated. The ruling requires the Trump administration to transport the teens or allow them to be transported promptly and without delay. And, of course, the ACLU and all the usual suspects were there, snuffing out life one fetus at a time. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. Agenda. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all of your news and information relative to, how the world spins under the auspices of Agenda 21 and how we can stop it, of course. It's really interesting to see the spread of the knowledge about the evils of Agenda 21. And they are going on everywhere. People are blogging, people are videoing. It's an explosion of information that's hitting everybody. How to stop it. And, of course, one of the places we need to stop it is with this abortion business. You know, it's kind of interesting. I used to teach anatomy and physiology and all that good stuff. And I've been to several universities and medical schools to hone my knowledge and talk to professors. And so, because I did not go to medical school, but I did take a lot of classes that were associated with anatomy, physiology, and then furthered that information by going and visiting and being parts of various programs and things. And I had an opportunity to actually work. I've worked with cadavers and so on, done cadaver work. But one of the things that is most disturbing, really, and you know, this might disturb you, but in this study, of course, and I'm talking about an academic setting for, you know, studying cadavers and fetuses and things. It really stunned me, or it's really affected me, I think, all my life, actually, that I had an opportunity to hold fetuses in various stages of development, you know. And, you know, because they're specimens, and they need to be studied, and it's an academic study, and it's nothing means that you're going to torture, destroy, or whatever you're going to be doing to the fetus. That's not what we're talking about. You're learning so that you can, you know, the whole idea, like if you're in medical school, is to learn so that you can prevent people from dying, obviously. And that's what you do there. So I'm not being ghoulish or anything like that. I'm just saying that for me, it was quite an eye-opener, quite a stunning revelation to hold fetuses at various ages of development. And so when I see these stories about abortion, it really does strike a chord. And how ghoulish these people are to do these abortions. I mean, and it's so sinister to me. The other part of it is not only that, but the fetal tissue business. I mean, fetal tissue is really a very, very unique tissue because of its rapid mitotic ability, which means it rapidly grows. And there's all kinds of wonderful things within fetal tissue you can well imagine, as opposed to tissues of people that are aged. And, of course, part of the things that you can actually, we've discovered by studying fetal tissue, is that we can cure a lot of things and we can help along a lot of people with sick conditions that are older. And so, therefore, it has created, unfortunately, a market, which, by the way, many, many years ago, this sort of thing was very highly controlled and regulated. And I was quite surprised when we started getting these videotapes of some of these abortion clinics, how far along they've really gotten and how blasé, I guess you can say, that these people from these different companies, one of them out of El Dorado County, I think in California, were about just buying and selling fetal tissue. I mean, I got a problem with that ethically. I mean, it was just amazing and still is. So when I see stupid stories like this about how the American Civil Liberties Union has been battling the Trump administration's and policies, which states that the federally funded shelters must not take any action that facilitates an abortion for an illegal immigrant minor without approval from the director of the Office of Refugee Resettlement. First of all, I got a problem with the notion that the minor is here unaccompanied. We should have a big problem with that, right? Build the wall. And the other is, while they're here and they're in our custody, that the government is going to allow them to abort. Now, this is where it all starts. And if you're not following me, there's just a story that came out. A federal judge rules Trump must allow pregnant illegal teens to abort to obtain an abortion. And there's a lawsuit that was filed for these two teens, or illegal aliens. They're 17 years of age. They're Jane Roe and Jane Poe are the two. And the decision by the judge, who said that they must allow it, of course, an Obama appointee, issued the temporary restraining order that was reported by the New York Times. So here we go. It all started, for those of you who do not know, Roe versus Wade. Jane Roe. Get it? That was in 1973, and the court created a constitutional right to abortion through the though the Constitution never provided such a right. That's why it's controversial for two reasons. One, it's abortion, and number two, it's a created constitutional right. In other words, the Supreme Court justices played God. According to the Hyde Amendment, American taxpayers do not pay for abortions except in cases of rape, incest, and danger. That's another thing, the Hyde Amendment. If defendants are, and this is what her statement comes out as from the judge, if the defendants are not immediately restrained from prohibiting shelter staff from transporting JR and JP to abortion facilities or otherwise interfering with or obstructing their access to an abortion, she wrote, JR and JP will both suffer irreparable injury in the form of, at minimum, increased risk to their health and perhaps the permanent inability to obtain a desired abortion to which they're legally entitled. Now, this gets back to me holding the fetuses. And how disturbing that was. They're dead, the fetuses, obviously. I mean, they're embalmed and they're, you know, it's a whole different picture, but still the idea of it. Where in the world is this woman when it comes to the rights of the fetuses? Huh? The Obama appointee? Where is she? Where is... Now, this is the other thing, is that these girls are really late in the third trimester of carrying the babies. This is a problem, don't you think? I mean, this is just, to me, just outrageous. Where is the thought for the fetus? Now, let's get into another discussion. Let's talk race now. Let's talk race. How many black babies are aborted in New York City every year? It's way more than what are born. Now, I got a problem with that. What's going on there? What is going on there? And if you take a look at the population and the number of aborted babies in the United States by Planned Parenthood and others, it's the black population that suffers the most. Why are we not discussing that? Why are we not discussing that? I mean, listen, everybody says, well, you know, you're talking about black babies, you're talking about Hispanic babies, and you're talking about Asian babies, and some white babies. I think most of this is my point. We are aborting Americans when it comes to that conversation. I think that every fetus has a constitutional right to life. That's just, to me, fundamental. Listen, life starts at creation, at conception. You know, sperm meets egg, and all of a sudden you get the, you know, the blastula thing going on. You get mitotic division going on, mitosis. That's when life starts to form. And to abort it in such a late term is, to me, even more egregious, as it should be to everybody else. The biggest point to this is, why are we not considering the lives of the fetuses? That should be prime central right there. These judges are so self-absorbed in death and destruction and mayhem for fetuses. They don't stop and think about the life that we're destroying on the planet, right? Of course, if you're into Agenda 21, United Nations, extinction is good. This is a sick and perverted discussion, but we got to have it, because that's the way these people roll. We'll be right back.
focused on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Well, for those of you that want to see the DACA thing gone, good luck. This is kind of an interesting thing. We're going to get a huge tax benefit. But this came out this morning. Yesterday afternoon. John Kelly meets with pro-amnesty senators. You know, Trump's chief of staff. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly met Tuesday with a group of two Democratic and five GOP senators who are pushing for a large, unpopular pro-business amnesty in January, according to news reports. Politico reported the meeting, which also included two pro-American GOP senators. At a Tuesday afternoon meeting with nearly a dozen senators deeply involved with the immigration policy, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly pledged that the administration will soon present a list of border security and other policy changes it wants as part of a broader deal on so-called Dreamers, according to people who were attending the meeting. The plan could come in a matter of days, senators said. We could finish this product, this bill, until we knew where we couldn't. Finish this product of this bill until we knew where the administration was, said Jeff Flake. There you go. He's a winner. who has been negotiating a DACA compromise for weeks, he said in an interview after meeting with Kelly. And that's why this meeting was so important. The Political article was not able to say that Kelly made any offer to the pro-amnesty senators, despite the author's pro-immigration stance. President Donald Trump laid down his popular immigration promises during the 2016 election and issued another set of principles in October. Those principles include no amnesty for years, while the October principles demanded that any congressional deal stop the hugely expensive practice of chain migration and also end visa lottery. Trump's officials and deputies, including Kelly, are also emphasizing those goals in their public and private statements. Listen to this. If chain migration is ended, immigration would fall by roughly 50%. That change would help push up wages for Americans and get 9 million sidelined Americans into jobs. The change would also slow the nation's politically chaotic slide in diversity and cultural conflict and force Democrats to shift their electoral emphasis from immigrants concerned back towards American priorities. But Trump has also said he wants to get an amnesty for at least some of the younger illegals, despite his campaign trail opposition to a wage-lowering amnesty. Democrats hope to persuade Trump to back an amnesty and so betray his supporters before the 2018 elections. The Democratic senators at the meeting, including Democrats' chief amnesty advocate, Senator Dick Turbin Durbin, as we call him, and also Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. Five pro-amnesty GOP senators who are working with Durbin and Bennett also attended. They are Jeff Flake, James Lankford, Tom Tillis of South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, of course, and Cory Gardner, Colorado. The meeting reunited the four members of the 2013 Gang of Eight, Durbin, Bennett, Graham, and Flake. The amnesty plan proved disastrous for Democrats because it helped the GOP gain 9 seats in 2014 and put Donald Trump on a pathway towards the presidency. Okay, so 9 million working-age men and women have been pushed out of the labor market as wages fell and corporate profits rose amid mass immigration. So this whole thing is designed, obviously, to get rid of this chain migration business. Because this whole thing is just going to... This is one of the things that the left has always desired to do, of course, is to change America through demographics. This is the key of that. And the key to that, actually, to understand it. So chain migration should be ending. We'll wait and see what's going to happen here with these so-called dreamers and how they're going to handle that. I think something should be done to handle it. Of course, obviously, it was President Barack Hussein Obama who pushed all this stuff. Yeah. I mean, this is some of the stuff that comes out of this. Says the Washington imposed economic policy of mass migration, this is one of the things that they're talking about, floods the market with foreign labor, spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. It drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, and increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools, that's the fact, and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers and sidelines at least 9 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many. Now, I can't let off the university systems in California here on this one. You have to understand something, that when you have the systems, the governments, in the states like in California, and like the UC system, where these children get top priority. Forget California citizens of any color, of any race. We've talked about this. It's not a race thing. That's one thing about the UC system. It's not about race. Oh, no. It's about whether you're a California citizen. You're out. You go to the end of the line. That is what goes on. That is what goes on. So you see what I'm saying here. When the system is pushed to the point where they're selectively taking in the illegal immigrants over the citizens through education, through business, through any kind of governmental job. How many illegal aliens have gotten government jobs in California? Well, they've expanded government jobs in California to accommodate. Get it? Why do you think they have so many regulations, and why do you think they're running everybody out of California and replacing them with illegal immigrants? And paying them, because they're getting the jobs, you're not, because you are a citizen of California. That's my point. And of course, it's happening in other parts of the country, and people are scratching their head like, why is this all happening? Because it's part of the demographic shift. You guys understand that? They're trying to change America. Obama said he was going to change America. And he did, through demographics. That was the tool, environmentalism and demographics. Population, flooding one area, changing it through overregulation and using the environment to do that. That was their plan, simple plan. You just have to get everything all together to do it, and a few presidential edicts coming from the president would help you do that and get a couple of Republicans in key places, sure, like Paul Ryan, who's going to be the gatekeeper so that all that money floods into the illegal immigrants. Sure, we'll get Paul. That's why Paul's leaving, I'm sure. People are finding out about what he's done to this country through immigration. See, that's the biggest problem with Paul Ryan. He can go out and tout and toot his own horn about this tax cut. The bottom line, he's done more damage to this country than perhaps any single Republican could have, besides John McCain, of course. I think McCain, and it should have been, what a ticket that would have been. Could you have imagined a ticket of McCain and Paul Ryan in 2008? What would that, rather than Romney? Where is Mitt Romney? Is he down there in San Diego at the beach? I wonder if he's having Christmas at the beach. San Diego, of course, he's got a huge monolithic mansion down on the beach in San Diego. I bet you didn't know that. Did you know that? Now you've found that out, little Mitt. For those of you that are, you know, envious about that sort of thing. Anyway, we'll be back. We're going to be talking about the Bundys and the judge, by the way. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Gloria Navarro and why she's come to Jesus. Praise God. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And our podcasts, which are going through the roof. We have many podcast systems, by the way, so check them out. Also, you know, there is a phone number. Oh, if you want to listen to the show by phone, area code 605-562-4209. That's if you want to listen to the show by phone. Okay, Gloria Navarro. Gloria Navarro. Let's look up Gloria Navarro. I like doing these sort of things because, you know, we can do like the lookup of oligarchs and things like that. But let's look up Gloria Navarro Judge and see what we get. Because I am about to stun you with something and good resources that we have here at Agenda 21 Radio. Gloria Navarro Judge. I'm sorry. Judge. Judge. That's it. Judge. She's a judge. Come on, put that judge word in there. Judge. Okay, so listen, for those of you that kind of wondering, what the world am I doing? Okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm resourcing something right before your very ears. I'm going to a search engine. I'm not going to name the company. All right, I will. It's Yahoo. I'm using Yahoo search engine. And she is the judge that's in charge of the Bunkerville retrial, right? Gloria Navarro. So I've got the Wikipedia. She's up there in Las Vegas and all that good stuff. And I'm going to stun you with some information and stuff that I've been kind of sitting on. And so today I'm coming out with it. Judge Gloria Maria Navarro, born May 2nd, 1967, is an American attorney and chief United States District Judge of the United States District Court for the District of Nevada. Her early life. She was born in Las Vegas. Navarro earned a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. She's a rebel. And a Juris Doctor from the Arizona State University School of Law. Now the Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. In 1992 and 1991, worked as a legal extern for United States District Judge Philip Martin. Professional career, Navarro worked part-time as a mitigation investigator for the Las Vegas law firm, and as a contract law clerk for several organizations from 1994 until 96. Navarro worked as an associate attorney for the Las Vegas law firm, and then she worked as a sole practitioner. Okay, Navarro served as a deputy special public defender beginning in 2005. She serves as a chief deputy district attorney and in the civil division for Clark County Attorney's Office. Ah. September 11, 2009, Senator Harry Reid contacted Navarro to inquire about her interest in serving on the federal bench. So just no skill whatsoever, right? After a video conference interview with Reid, the senator told Navarro on September 22, 2009, that he would be recommending her to President Obama for consideration to serve as a judge in the United States District Court. And of course, then by December, Obama formally nominated Navarro. And so on. Bunkerville standoff trials. She's in charge of the trials. Now, listen. This is This is how the cow was eating the cabbage when this trial started. It says, in the first Bunkerville standoff case in 2017, Navarro declared a mistrial after a jury convicted two men of the counts in the indictments and reported that they were hopelessly deadlocked on the remaining counts. She scheduled retrials for the defendants in that trial, for whom no verdict was reached, and trials of the remaining 11 defendants for June 2016. On August 22nd, the remaining four defendants were found not guilty and set free after being held without bail since 2016. Now she's presiding over the next one right now. And they're at the point where everybody's probably going to go home. Now, some salient things. These are from my copious notes. Basically, the judge has been... let me put it to you this way. The judge has been compromised by Obama and Valerie Jarrett. And the compromising of the judge would immediately set everybody free when the recording comes out. So what Navarro is doing right now is a dance. She knows about the recording, and somebody in that courtroom would really be nice if one of the lawyers was to blare out today or tomorrow or the next day. Excuse me, can you answer the question, have you ever talked to President Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett about this case? And get what her answer might be. If it's not yes, then she's lying. There's a recording of that, of her. So people were asking me, why is it that all of a sudden she's changed her tune? Well, she's changed her tune because, say hallelujah, brother, she has seen the Lord. Gloria Navarro. That's why this case is going to end in the way we would like to see it end, perhaps before Christmas, we would hope. Although I did hear about a little delay, but we hope she sees the light, of course. She sees that light, brother. When that recording comes out and they start talking about Valerie Jarrett, and Valerie Jarrett start talking about the Bundys and Lavoie Finicum, I think maybe she might want to let them loose before that comes out, don't you? Just a little bit of information from Agenda 21 Radio, because, you know, when you play with the big boys, you might want to plan on winning. There is a recording, and there has been a compromise. So that's what's going to happen with this case. And I would really hope that maybe it'll happen sooner than later, and maybe one of those attorneys who's hearing the show, I know that they're listening, you might want to ask that question. Just ask her if she's ever had a conversation with the president or Valerie Jarrett about this case. It's on record. There is a recording. Okay, so we've said enough about that, and let's let the Bundys go free. And no more of these trials. I mean, talk about a circus, right? Anyway. And then Gloria can just have her career, right? I don't think so. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I hope that I didn't stun you too much with that latest revelation. You know, it's kind of interesting, but the other night I was confronted by a person when I gave a speech, and they said, "You're nothing but a conspiracy theorist, and everything you say is a lie." I said, "Really? Okay." So this is kind of interesting. They were kind of vitriolic towards me. That's kind of interesting. I didn't feel like, okay. So this came out just that day, actually, and I've been meaning to mention it, but it's kind of cute. Obama, this is from the Washington Times. Obama produced sinister miniseries for Democrats. Okay. It says, these days, Washington Times, these days we are living through a real-life international spy thriller full of vast conspiracies, lawless rogue government agents, unthinkable betrayals, all driven by stupendous greed and a blithe of willingness to lie about absolutely anything. It could be an HBO sensation or a binge-worthy hit on Netflix. The first major wormhole moment came after the U.S. Border Patrol agent was murdered in 2010 and guns at the crime scene were linked to the U.S. government. You see, all this stuff that we've been reporting over the years is everybody's finding out it's true, isn't it? Benghazi, 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 anyone? The elections of 2016, anyone? I mean, we could go on and on. The Malheur, Lavoie Finicum, the Bundys. The lies. In other words, all these conspiracy theories that I have been touting out there, which are conspiracy fact, are starting to be realized by the general population. And that means good stuff for America, because people are following our lead in becoming strong citizen journalists and exercising their First Amendment rights. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.